hour two of the Winter Reverse Speed Show, our first live show for 2 weeks. I had 2 weeks off for Christmas. I hope you all had a good Christmas break as well. Okay, in the show, we welcome back to the microphone for the third time, I believe it is, reverse speech practitioner and trainer, Senzeni Steingruber. Senzeni, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Hello. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. So this is the third time we've had you on, right? I think so.
This is correct. Yes. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, that's okay. Always like to get some good reverse speech guests. So, so what have you been up to?
Well, actually, I've had a huge transition because I've moved from Madrid, Spain, back to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, which is my home. So I just did that transition in December, and I'm now living here in Edmonton, and it was really quite the move because I went from sunny Spain to chilly Canada, but it's really beautiful here. It's sunny, and even though it's, you know, the temperatures are farther down than I would maybe like, the people are wonderful, and it's great to be home.
Good on you. Good, good, good. So how's your class going? You must be almost through the investigators part by now.
Yes, actually, we finished the investigator section of the first year the end of the year. So we finished it last year, and it's going really well. We're having a great time. The students are really enjoying the content, and they're doing their homework and getting their work in. So David, I think you have some work to grade for us. So you'll be the overseer of that.
I'm sure Annie's got it all piled up on her desk for me to look at this week.
Yeah, that's the only, I guess, negative part about vacation is the return when you have the mountain on your desk.
That's right. Yeah. That's the way it is, isn't it? Mm. And now you're back to Canada, you're still getting all your clients like you used to?
Actually, it's really interesting because at the last, I would say, well, the last few weeks, the last month, I would say from November through December of last year, I've actually been scaling down a tiny bit in terms of the work just because I needed to pack and clean and get myself together and for the transition. So I still do have clients now, not as many, but once I'm back and settled, and like even, you know, the transition coming here as well, I wanted to give myself some space and take advantage really of the holidays and being with my mom and my family and my friends back home where I grew up. So I haven't taken a total break like you did, David, but I've been taking, you know, a little bit, coming slowly back into the regular rhythm of things.
Yeah. I disappeared for 2 weeks. I went to the land of non-existence. The only people who knew I was alive was my ham radio friends.
Excellent.
Play it on my ham radio. Play it on my Okay, so what have you got for us today?
Well, today what I would like to do, David, I would like to actually open up a dialogue with you. And I listened to your last radio show, and I realized there were a lot of reversals that were talking about, you know, the future and the things to come, things to look out for. And one of the things that I find is that when I do reversals on people, sometimes they're talking about something in the forward, and the reversal is not actually talking about what they're talking about in the forward, but rather it's talking about something on a more global scale that involves the world or everybody in it. Of course, every time we hear reversals, right? There's a huge part of it is interpretation. So whether or not the reversal is based on the individual or a collective group, including all of mankind or humankind, that is all up to interpretation, of course. But it's really interesting because I haven't actually done this since the very beginning because I know you don't recommend we do this, but I actually recorded myself and did reversals on myself.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, and the basic question that I had was I was trying to figure out whether or not to leave for a trip at the end of March. And I really, I thought, okay, I have reverse speech as a tool. Why not use it and see, what it says, what my reversals say.
That's a very legitimate use of reverse speech. Yes.
Right. So I actually, it's really interesting that because generally speaking, I do, reversals on clients. I analyze recordings of you name it, but analyzing a recording for me, this is nearly new for me. So really interesting. And what I came up with is something actually that many clients say, which is that they're surprised about their reversals. And
in what way?
Sometimes they're surprised about their reversals in the way of, for example, they might be disappointed. So the reversals are telling them something that they didn't want to hear. And for example, I'm going to play you a couple of mine. And it's that same thing because I was so excited to go on this trip in March, and I was like, oh yes, this is going to be great. And, of course the reversals will tell me, go for it. And, the stark reality was very different and opposite than that. And I felt disappointed in my reversals. So it was really good because I got in touch with, how people feel when, they're expecting something or they're hoping for a certain, content of reversals. And they get something completely different. And, but in my case, I have to admit, David, I came back to Canada because, I just felt like it was a little bit scary what was going on out there in the world, in the political world and in general. And I had been in Spain for 17 years and felt that it was now time to come home and be with my family and be closer to home. Right. And I think really I need to play you these reversals and see what you think because I to say certain things and then the reversals say something and I would just love your interpretation on what these things could be.
Okay.
So I have two about me. Uh-huh. And then what I'd like to do is open up a conversation. I have another 9 reversals that I'd like to share as well that are from other people. So we can kind of go with the flow with that. Okay, so can I go ahead and play my reversal? Okay, excellent. Excellent. Okay, I'm just going to turn up the volume here. Here we go.
Audio's a bit faint, Jenny.
Sorry.
Audio's a bit faint. Audio, your level's a bit faint.
Oh, is the audio faint?
Yes, I have trouble hearing it.
Okay.
Just try it again.
Okay, one moment. It's booming over where I'm at, so I'm just trying to see if there's something technical here that I can. Maybe what I can do is unplug my earphones. Maybe this will help. One moment.
Okay,
let's try this again. Here we go.
Now we
hear you. So basically, what I'm talking about, because I have this fear, and I think it can kind of run around in everyone's brain, which is I have a fear of war. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. I'm like, oh no, it's not going to happen. Okay, so that's the forward. And what I'll do is I'll just stop it right before the reversal. Here we go. Let's hope, I hope this works better.
People are all meeting. It's impossible that World War will break out right at that moment. Oh, Matt.
How is that?
Do it again.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Here we go. No,
I heard it only once.
Oh, no, I just, yeah, that was the foreword.
Okay, right.
Okay, so now let me just see here. Okay, sorry. Let me see if I can cue it to the reversal.
Moment.
Here we go. Now it says, boom ad at air wreck here.
Okay.
Okay, that's the reversal. Boom ad at air wreck here. Here we go.
Okay.
Boom ad at air wreck here.
Oh, yeah.
At air wreck here. Boom at air wreck here.
Yeah, those levels are good, by the way, now, so whatever you did, it worked.
Great,
hey,
okay.
Yeah, okay, I can hear that reversal. A bit of a strange grammar. What do you think it means?
Well, in the foreword, I'm talking about World War not breaking out. And in the reversal, it says boom. And I didn't like that at all. I'm like, what is that?
Oh, dear.
And then it says air wreck. So I'm like, well, I don't know what is, like, air is going to be wrecked. I just wondered what you thought about that. Boom.
Air wreck sounds like a nuclear blast. That's anything I know that'll wreck the air, it'll burn the atmosphere up.
Ooh.
I just played a whole bunch of verses about Obama talking about nukes. Wow, I don't know. Gee whiz. When did you do these reversals on you?
I did it this week.
Oh, so it's very current stuff.
It's very current stuff, yeah. So, so you're okay, because sometimes, you know, actually I find it a lot easier to analyze other people's reversals than analyze my own, to be honest. So,
well, that's true. Yeah, that's why I tell new students, don't do your own reversals until you've been doing it for a while.
Exactly. Yep. I totally get why. Well, the second reversal isn't much better. In fact, this is something I really was surprised about, because it's kind of all gloomy. Here, let me play the forward, and I'll pause it before it gets to the reverse part. Here we go.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
Oh, sorry. This is actually a friend of mine who I'm speaking with. Okay, and she's commenting. All right, she's commenting on the trip that I'm planning, and she's saying it's a wonderful opportunity. So here we go.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
And in reverse, it says, "We sinister call."
Oh.
Yes. Okay, so here we go.
Sinister.
What'd you say that one says? I can't hear sinister in there.
Oh, no, you can't?
Do it again. Are you sure you're playing the right one?
Yeah. Here we go.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
Sinister. Oh, yeah, got it.
Sinister.
Yep, right.
Sinister.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, what does that tell you? That's a bit sinister, to quote your own reversal.
Isn't it?
Ah.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
So I must admit, I was really rattled. And so then I started going... I started going into, you know, some of my reversals from various clients. And I thought of something, because there's a metaphor that comes up very, very often, which is talking about the net.
Oh, yeah, very common metaphor, yeah.
Right. And as we were saying, the net can be talking about individual, or it can be talking about, like, globally a net. Okay?
Right.
And what's interesting here is I'm going to start with a really nice reversal, because I'm sorry to start so heavy duty, but here's someone, she's talking about her dreams. Okay, so here's the foreword.
Okay.
That we were 30 years younger and I had everything that I have right now.
So that's her dream, that she was 30 years younger and has everything that she has right now. And the reversal says, her nice read Earth.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I have this to mean, like, she's reading Earth in a nice way. Like, she's seeing Earth and, like, she's reading everything that's going on the Earth in a nice way. So, here's the reversal.
Her nice read Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Nice read Earth.
Her nice read Earth.
Yeah. Okay. And what's that telling you?
Well, this was done over a year ago, I believe, yes. And so, you know, it's someone's, she's talking about her dreams and she's looking out in the world or looking in her past, actually, kind of with, you know, sentimental eyes, right? And she's reading, you know, the Earth as a beautiful place. If she could just turn back the years, 30 years, you know, like that, that would be her dream. So, yeah, that's how I interpreted that.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What else you got for us?
So the next one is actually someone talking about her memory. Okay. So, and what's really interesting about this one is that it talks about the Earth again, but it also talks about the net. And this is actually what I'd like to talk about today, David, with you is, you know, in this particular reversal, the net isn't referring to her personal net, I don't think. I think it's referring to like a global net or Earth. Exactly. Exactly. And so I was thinking this could kind of open our dialogue. So let me go ahead and just play this one. Here we go.
I was not remembering things accurately.
Okay, so she's talking about not remembering things accurately, right? And the reversal says, ale Earth has net nerve menu on zoo wealth.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so here we go. Let's listen to this one. All right, here. See if you can hear Earth and Net in this. Here we go.
Earth has it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Earth has Net is clearer than the second half.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, yeah, well, reverse speech does talk about a universal net. Yes, it does. I'm not too sure exactly what it means, though. Energetic that's surrounding the planet. Net is a trap, generally how I interpret it. Although you think of the internet, that's not a trap, is it? That's the net. What do you think it's saying?
Well, ailing Earth, and it's talking about a net with nerves and menu.
Right.
And it's just kind of like, seems like it's on the menu, this net, but that it's, that, you know, there's an ailing Earth as well. So, and then it says on zoo wealth at the very end, which means that maybe there's like economic benefit involved. And later on, I actually have a couple more reversals about the Earth and about the color of the Earth.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
So I think, you know, it's kind of a little bit all related. So yeah. Now, in the next one, the client is talking about modesty, okay? And I had to laugh at this one because it sounds like a website. The reversal sounds like a website.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. And it's basically the reversal sounds like nestdig.net. That's okay. What it sounds like to me.
It sounds like a website, doesn't it?
Okay. And basically my interpretation of that, all right, is that basically as a child, like, you know, she was kind of like making her nest, making her place in the world, but she was making it harsh on herself. She was making it hard for herself. Nice. And it's kind of, you know, talking about her modesty in the foreword. So this is how my interpretation of it, but let me play it for you. Here we go.
Like not show off so that I wouldn't attract attention. There was something going on about not wanting to brag and attract attention.
Okay, so nestdidharsh.net.
Okay.
Nestdidharsh.net.
I'll be bothered.
Harsh.net. Harsh.net.
You ever looked up harsh.net on the internet?
No, I didn't.
Now I'm gonna type it in. I'll be stunned if something comes up. Harsh.net. There we go. It's a webcam site.
Oh,
the looks of it.
Okay. All right. And so, well, basically, what I understood with that was that, you know, she's talking about her childhood, that basically, I mean, I don't know if it's referring to the actual net, like the worldwide net, the idea is kind of like it's, you know, you form your nets in childhood, like you construct your nets. You know, and this one could be individual, actually. But if it's all of us human beings, then we each construct our own net, right? For example. So then the next one.
Hang on, we've got to go to a break. Just hold that keyboard, everyone. We'll be back right after this.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back? Or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. Thank you. you're back. Okay.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What are we looking at now?
Okay, so actually now I'd like to continue with the net dialogue and talk a little bit about this client is talking about travel. And, you know, travel can be a distraction or whatever, but the reversal basically says net in miss. So I'm just going to play this for you and we'll see if we can hear it. Here we go.
Kind of set my sights and plans on traveling again.
Okay. Net in miss.
Net in miss.
Okay. And basically that is like, I don't know. I you know, because travel, you know, maybe there were some complications with the travel but.
Missed is actually a metaphor short for mists of heaven. It's the deepest part of the mind, net in mist. I'm trapped deep inside. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, the next one is a person talking about taking herself on. Okay, so the forward is quite long. And then I'll tell you what the reversal is when we get to it. One moment. Here we go.
And also the ability to, I don't remember what I said, but I just know like right now, and then just the ability to have a deeper experience of my life and not be as just set through the lens that, you know, that I have my story that I filter it through, you know, shake that up a little bit.
Okay. So the reversal is dawn, net, fail. Let's listen to that.
Dawn, net, fail.
Oh, yeah.
Fail.
Yep.
Fail.
I'll be bothered. Huh.
Right. So it's kind of like the dawning of the net failing. So we have a net and it's beginning to fail. Yeah, and in the next client, basically, so the last one was talking about taking herself on, and the next one is talking about overcoming bad habits, and then literally it says net fall. So let's listen to this one.
Okay.
So I just don't want to come off and be lazy and go back to my bad habits of procrastinating and stuff like that, so...
And the reversal is net fall.
Net fall.
Oh, yeah.
Net fall.
See, you've done a bit of interesting research here, Sinzeni, to get all these net reversals.
Well, I'm fascinated by this. And so I just, you know, people talk about their dreams, their memories. They talk about, you know, being their childhood, travel, and then how they're taking themselves on and overcoming bad habits. And, you know, they're talking about the net.
Yeah, right. And,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Mm.
So the thing is that, like, you know, one of the earlier ones was talking about the earth, and I'd like to kind of come back to that because, I have a couple about the color of the earth. And so if there's a net and it's falling, and well, you know, I don't know if it's the universal one, but if it is, it must be affecting the earth as well. And this, for me, my interpretation is that these are the effects on the earth, but for whatever reason. The first one is the person is actually talking about money. And here again, you know, something is in the forwards and then in the reverse, it seems completely unrelated, but we don't actually know. So I'll just go ahead and play the forwards. It's about money.
And because it's out of the 30-day period, if it's declined, that means I have to leave the country for 6 months.
Okay, so sorry, that's actually about like contracts and things like that. Okay.
Oh, that's odd.
Yeah, and the reversal is beige the earth. Is it us?
Uh-huh.
So repeat that. Beige the earth. Is it us?
Okay.
Yours is it us?
Oh, yeah.
Us. Yours is it us?
Oh, yeah. What's that mean to you?
Well, my interpretation actually is the Earth is beige. Like, the Earth should be, you know, green and blue from all the forests and the oceans. And if it's beige, it's maybe deforestation or, you know, I don't know, looking from abroad, like from the space, it's beige. It might be, you know, that maybe somehow we're destroying the Earth.
That's possible. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. It's a comment about the color. And the next one actually is also a comment about the color. In the foreword, the client is talking about power. And the reversal says, well, actually, I'm going to just play the foreword and then I'll tell you what the reversal says. Okay, yeah, here we go.
So, character, the big guy.
Okay, so she's talking about, actually, this is really interesting as well because the client has an accent and we can still hear perfectly the reversal as, you know, this has been my experience. It doesn't matter about your accent in the forewords. We can still get the reversals. So she's talking about the big guy, you know, character of the big guy, right? And, you know, so someone who's powerful. And the reversal says, heed bad the earth color. Let's listen to it. Here we go.
Heed bad the earth color.
Oh, yeah, that's certainly there.
Color.
Huh, I'll be bothered. Huh.
Interesting, hey?
Why would the earth color be bad?
Well, if it's beige, I don't know. You know, these are all interpretations, of course. I'm thinking it's like looking from the earth from outer space, you know? Maybe the earth is, yeah, maybe, you know, I'm not sure. What do you think, David?
Oh, gee whiz, I don't know. The earth is beige. Is that what it was?
Yeah, beige the earth. Is it?
I have no idea. Bring enlightenment to the earth. But what color is beige? Red or blue?
No, beige is like an off-white. It's like gray.
An off-white, a gray.
Yeah, beige is like the color of sand or like that.
Oh, okay. Beige. Yeah.
Beige the earth. Yeah. And I have one reversal, and that's from me, because I would also like to share a colleague's reversal, actually. Some reversals from my colleagues. So this last one, the person here again, you know, the person's talking about something completely different. In fact, it's just small talk, talking about, I don't know, vegetarian or vegan restaurant or something like this, like totally just talking about a restaurant and dining, right? And the reversal, it took me off guard because I wasn't expecting it. So let's listen to the forwards first.
Okay.
We would go to healthy vegetarian and vegan restaurants together.
Okay. Actually, she's talking about, you know, who she envisions as her future partner. They would go to these kinds of restaurants together.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the reversal I got is, okay, are you sitting down?
Yeah, go for it. I'm anticipating.
Okay. The reversal I got is Armageddon. We rest is the fee.
Is the what?
The fee. Like the cost.
Oh, fee. Armageddon, the wreck is the fee?
No. Armageddon.
Yeah.
We rest. We rest, like to not be asked.
Yeah. We wrecked the fee.
We rest is the fee.
Okay, Armageddon, we wrecked, is the fee. Okay, all right.
We rest, yes, we rest. Mm-hmm. So,
I've only heard Armageddon in reverse speech. Gee, less than half a dozen times. It's a rare metaphor.
I'm actually putting this to see if you can hear it. Maybe it's just my imagination, David. So I'm actually playing this. You can tell me if you can hear it or not. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. I'm going to play the reversal now.
Yep.
I'm making the nearest of me.
Wow.
Nearest of me. I'm making the nearest of me.
Oh, certainly Armageddon's clear. We wrecked, and I can hear that, and then it sort of breaks down after that. We wrecked, what did you say? The fee. Do it again.
It's actually we rest. We rest is the fee. But okay, here, I'll play it again, so maybe it's not very clear here. Hold on one moment. Here we go. I'll play the whole thing. Here we go.
Okay.
We would go to healthy vegetarian and vegan restaurants together. I'm making the nearest of me.
I'm
making the nearest of me. I'm making the nearest of me.
Hmm. All right. So, who's that talking?
It's a client, and she's and she's talking about you know, she wants to go to with her boyfriend to, you know, her future partner. Like, she's talking about a future partner that she's envisioning in her mind, and that she'd like to go to, like, you know, this kind of restaurant with him.
Okay.
And so it's like, you know, this reversal is coming up in unsuspecting, right? Just out of nowhere.
Yeah. Wow. Right?
Yeah. So this is why I wanted to share these specifically with you.
Is he now, going through an Armageddon in his own life?
Sorry?
Is he going through an Armageddon, a tragedy in his own life?
Not that I know of. She's not. Or no, well, she's no, no.
Okay.
No, in fact, things are going quite well. So, yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, and so one of the things, David, when you contacted me to be on the show, I thought to myself, oh dear, I'm not sure if I, you know, I wasn't sure if I had enough reversals or whatever.
Oh,
so I actually contacted one of the practitioners in the practitioner course, and a colleague, and it's actually great because he has just created a Facebook page with posts on it, and it's called In the Reverse Speech.
Oh, what is it? In the Reverse Speech.
In the Reverse Speech Extra, and in the Reverse Speech Extra. In the Reverse Speech is all one word. And then extra is another word.
And it's in the, right? In the Reverse Speech.
In the, yes. And basically what he's done is he's posted some of his reversals there. And, you know, he said, oh, just go there and get them. And I thought, oh, no, please send them to me. So I got his permission, and I'd like to just play some of the reversals that are on that site, if that's all right.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so the first one is Michael Moore, all right, talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Okay.
But actually, it has the word her in it, and in this particular forwards, I believe he's talking about Hillary because he's making reference to emails.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, let's listen to the forward. Here we go. Yep.
We need to quit focusing on these emails. Nobody knows what's in them. Even the FBI doesn't know. And whatever it is, it's the emails from somebody else's computer by somebody else that had nothing to do with her. And if I were her.
Okay. And the reversal is her wealth in it.
Okay.
Her wealth in it. Here we go.
Yep. Her wealth in it.
Oh, yeah.
In it. Her wealth in it.
Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the forwards again?
The forward is talking about, I believe it's Hillary's emails.
Well, what has her wealth in it got to do with Hillary's emails?
That's a good question.
Okay. Right. All that she is, her essence, the substance of her. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Not sure.
All right. Okay. What else you got?
Okay. So another one that was sent along, and this one I really love. It's by Megan Kelly. Okay. And it's from a YouTube, and it's basically talking about life under President Trump. Okay. Life under President Trump. And it says, well, actually, we'll listen to the forwards first. Here we go.
That your life isn't going to get any better under President Trump and probably will get worse.
Okay, so your life isn't going to get any better under President Trump. It'll probably get worse. And the reversal says, okay, hold on to your horses. Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay. The reversal that I hear, and maybe you can confirm this, David, is it will be without him.
Oh, yeah?
Here we go.
It will be without him.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I'm going to just play the full thing right through. Here we go.
Okay. Right, okay.
That your life isn't going to get any better under President Trump and probably will get worse. It will be without him. It will be without him.
Well, that's inconsistent with a lot of reversals I found. Some. That Trump may not quite make it. I don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it sounds like it in the reversal. I mean, you know, when I was sent this, I just about fell off my chair. So,
oh, sure. Understand what?
This is consistent with some reversals you have, David.
Yes, it is. Wow. Gee whiz, interesting.
Well,
to watch Trump very closely. We've got another week to go before he's inaugurated. Let's hope he lasts a week.
Yeah. Right. Okay, and my very last reversal is also from this website. And it is... Basically, this one is really fun because it's from the late night show of John Oliver, and it's a Brexit song. Okay.
Okay.
And so it's kind of fun, all right? But you know how it is with songs. Sometimes the reversals are a little bit more difficult to hear. Yeah. So let's see if we can hear this one. So I'm going to just play the forwards. One moment. Okay. Go. Okay. Did you get the forwards? It's pretty
funny. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then the reversal says, then we breathe.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Going back to your homework, Susanne. This is music homework.
I love that. Music homework was actually my favorite homework, David. But these are all on the In the Reverse Speech Extra in Facebook. So if you're interested in hearing these, and yeah, it's pretty fun. So yeah, this is so. You know, you've done a lot of work, David, on a lot of the politicians and a lot of, you know, what is going on very recently. What are some of the most important points that you would say are coming up for us in the world?
Oh, what's coming up for us in the world? Oh, gee whiz, now you're asking me. What's coming up for us in the world? Wow. I have no idea. What do you think is coming up for us in the world?
Well, I, like I said, David, I was really surprised about my own reversals. You know, these last ones were kind of, you know, about more about political more about politicians and what's going on like that. But especially the ones about the net and all that, it's not, I'm not feeling very positive actually. So this is why I'm, this is actually part of the reason why I've come home to the, gone back to Canada. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm just, you know, it's not feeling so safe out there anymore, but, you know, I just, you know, it's a dialogue, right? So these reversals, you know, we hear them and day in, day out, we listen to them. It's great to be able to share them and to, you know, talk about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, just in general, like, I have more reversals on various themes, and it's actually, this was a really good exercise for me because it made me kind of sit down and organize them by theme. And even put together like a kind of an overview, like for myself. So I hope that it was helpful for your listeners and interesting for them. And yeah, and so, you know, in addition to this Facebook site, I'd also just like to say, you know, you can check me out as well. I'm at sunzenny.com, and it's a very simple website. It has a basic information, but a lot of you know, the content of reverse speech and what I went through in the courses and like that. And actually, my next class in with the analysts, the new analyst, the first class of the analysts, is actually in another hour or so. I'll be meeting with them. They're in
Right. Oh, okay.
Singapore and Vancouver. And so at least the Vancouver student is much closer now. Before I was in the middle. Yeah, and the Singapore student is 15 hours away, so well. We're able to work that out. And I know you have it also. When is your analyst course starting, or do you have any dates for yours?
April the 1st, my next one starting. Yep.
Great.
We've got 6 students signed up for it already, so that's a good start. We'll probably get close to 15 by the time it starts, which is good. Yep. So if you're interested in learning reverse speech, folks, the next class is April the 1st. So get in, go to my website, have a look at it, okay, and sign up. It'll be great to have you. Yeah. And are you doing another class after this one?
Well, I've there's been some interest from people that I know in Spain who are English speakers. But you know, I need at least 3 people. I'd like to have this second round. I'd like to have at least 3 people sign up for the class. So I'm kind of on hold until, you know, more people sign up. So yeah, hopefully that will also be in the spring or maybe in sometime before summer. This would be great to have another group.
And your 2 students are going to get through?
Well, you're going to see if they are or not, David.
I guess I am, aren't I?
Yeah, so you have information in your inbox. And, you know, I've done the grading. And so as the, you know, the giver of the reverse speech certificates, you'll be able to confirm whether or not the, you know, the work is satisfactory or more than satisfactory, I think. So you should be, I think you'll be happy with the work. And yeah, we're just having a great time. It's really a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm so grateful, David, for all of the teaching materials and everything that you're doing for us. So, you know, thank you for keeping these courses alive.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just got a real got really motivated about 2-3 years ago. I had a real urgency to get students trained. So I've been out there marketing heavily. So, well, you know, I'm 61, not going to be around forever. I got to get people out there to carry on. You know.
So how many practitioners are there going to be once this practitioner course finishes up?
We're down to, we started off with 20, we're down to 15, assuming all of those will stay in, you know, we'll have another 10, 12, 15 out by in a few months. So, and then, of course, we've got the practitioner course. So, anyway. All right, since anyway, at the end of the show, thanks for joining us. Okay.
Thank you, David.
We will have you on again for sure. And tight ducks at keyboard, folks, because I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear, 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.